So this is getting into more specifics about the kli, which could be used for until Zion. But not the shear anymore. But I guess what kind of kli? Okay, so this is like this. Megufas chavis shetikna not lumimen al yadayim. So if you have the, it's like the cork of a barrel, of a wine barrel or whatever, that you fix it, you could use it for until Zion. So the question is, what does it mean you fix it? I mean, apparently fix it implies that prior to fixing it, apparently it wasn't right for Netil Zinayim. But when you fix it, it becomes right for Netil Zinayim. Okay, so the question is, what was wrong with it and how do you fix it? So that's Rashi and Tosafot learn differently. But let's start with Rashi. Okay. So it says like this. Shatikna chakaka likabel revias. So you dig into it, right? Like a hollow it out, I guess. So that it could hold a revius. Afagav de me karalav l'ishtamushe begavavida ve'in chalala asoy l'socho. So even though originally it wasn't made to use inside of it, to use the inside part, and its space wasn't made for the inside, still, it's good. It sounds to me, I mean, it's hard to figure exactly, yes, it sounds to me is that there's this cork, and apparently maybe it had a certain, you know, it went in a little bit on the bottom. So originally it could have held depression, right? It could have held a little bit. But you were chokka kalakabo revius. Because your chokka gets to now it's instead of having a little bit of depression, it will have a revius worth of depression. So even though originally it wasn't made to use on the inside, right? It wasn't made to use on the inside of it, and its space wasn't made for the end for it. So it had a space. And it's not just that it didn't have a space. It had a space, but that space wasn't made to be used. And it was apparently used to have a little bit of a depression, which was made for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe to better hold the wine. Maybe you want to leave a little space so the wine has room to breathe. I don't know, something like that. But it wasn't used as a holder. So even though it wasn't originally used as a holder, still, when you're mechokek it, so apparently beforehand you wouldn't be able to use it. But when you're chokek it, well, I guess it's been hold the revius beforehand. But when you're chokek it to hold the revius, then it's good. It's kosher. Okay? So, I mean, we don't really know what's the issue here. I mean, well, I don't know why not. I mean, who cares what it was made for? I mean, we don't know anything really. I mean, what's the problem here? What would have been the problem? Well, and why is it not a problem? Right? I mean, right. Whatever, right? I mean, it's very hard to figure out the issue. What's the issue going on here, right? Okay. So let's go a little further. I think maybe the next case is a little bit revealing about what's going, you know, what the issue is. Because there's a case which is definitely not good. So it's, you know.
It helps the contrast.
Yeah, it helps the contrast. Okay. So, Tanya Nami, okay, that's that case. So, Bryce says the same thing. Not only Rav, but it's Bryce. Chemas ukfisa shetikna not lumehem liyadayin. So they're certain like flasks, right? Or like whatever they call them, like
water skins
of leather. Okay, so apparently they're water skins of leather, which apparently you have to fix somehow in order to make them good for Netilah. That's what he throws in on the bottom, on the side there. Because the question is, what was wrong? I mean, if originally it was meant as a water flask, so why can what do you have to fix it for? It's good in the first place. But it sounds like maybe so that's what this guy on the side here says. But raise peg off the adayim garas afal pisha chusim, even though they're open. So maybe originally they were open, they had some sort of a hole, and then you seal up the hole. So then it's kosher. I mean, that's what the side is saying. If you look there, it's the rash, is a shimshon on the side of the adayim. He doesn't have the lashon of shetikna. He just says it's talking about where you have this kalim that you that are open. So even though they have an opening, it's still good as long as they hold the revius. Okay. Not sure what is happening. Apparently, it has an opening. I mean, every kli has an opening.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe he has an opening that you. I don't know. Not sure. But he's not learning shetikna. I mean, he's learning it's a different case. It's not really shetikna. But whatever. The simple way is somehow it was the tikkun. I guess it had some sort of a problem that it wasn't able to be used as for a clean and tila. I mean, I don't know, it's hard to know. You can guess, but you know, it's hard to know. It wasn't able to be used as a clean and tila, and you're fixing it, and that makes it able to be used for a tila. As the Rabbeinu explains it within his way of learning the first case, that didn't have a base. But let's let it go for a little bit, okay? I mean, maybe we'll get back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Maybe Rashi could learn the way Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, but he just learns that it's open. It means, I guess, it wouldn't be able to stand and hold water on its own. So there's still, if you fix it and give it a base and allow it to make it able to stand, then it's okay. But let's leave that case go, okay? Let's leave the case go for a little bit. Okay? Yeah, I mean, Tosis learns like that about the case of the Magufa, but Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the case of the sock also he puts in that ball, in the same ballpark. So, but I'm not sure if Rashi is gonna. I mean, that's because Rabbeinu Yonah learns like Tosis, but how is Rashi gonna learn this case? I don't know. He doesn't say, so let's leave it, okay? I don't have to say right now, okay? Then it says like this: sock ukupa. Okay, this is the case I wanted to get to. Sock ukupa. Afal pishim ekablam ain't no lemon dime. So a sock and a kupa, which are like a bag and a basket, right? Something like that. So even though they hold water, still you can't use it for a tilz nine. Okay? Even though they hold water, you can't use them. Rashi, ain malachtam lamayim. Deruban ain mekablam mayim. So you're not they're not their malacha isn't for mayim because most of them don't even hold water. So even though, apparently, even if this one would hold the water, apparently it still isn't good. Because row of them do not hold water. And it's not malach de lamaya. It seems even if you'd fix it in a way where it could hold the water. I mean, it just seems that these kalim are removed. These kalim you cannot use. Right? Because otherwise it should have said, if you're masaking it, it's good. But it seems to be is that it doesn't help. So these things don't help. You know, even if they hold the water, it's not going to help. Can't use it. Okay? Can't use it. So that's the question. That's the thing we have to, that's a good place to start. If it's an adequate water holder, well, why not? What's wrong with it? I mean, who cares? Who cares? They aim a lachtam, lamayim, and rove, because rove of them don't. Yeah, but this one does. A very nice rove of them don't. Who cares? Bottom line is, this is to hold water, and I want to wash my hands with it. Why can't I use it? And what's the problem? It would be like a box. Let's say you had a box. Right? I have a box, I guess. I think. I mean, I'm not saying. Let's say a box, like a like a U-Haul box, moving box. You know, so you have a box and you want to fill it up with water and wash with it. So I guess most boxes aren't going to hold water. But let's say you put a good tape, masking tape on the sides of it, whatever it is, and you wanted to use it to wash your hands. Figure out a clever way to wash your hands. So it seems that's the case here. And this doesn't work because rove of them don't hold. They're not malach d'lamayim because rove of them don't hold water. I think it's true. Most boxes don't hold water. Right?
Who cares?
So that's the thing. Right, the question is, who cares? Who cares that rove of them don't hold
what
it? What's the problem?
That's the question.
Yeah, right. What's the problem? What's the problem? That's the problem. What's the issue here? What's the problem? In fact, but I think this is important because before we could get to the question of Magufa, Magufa sounds like it's in a similar type of ballpark. But the question is, because he's also talking about the Magufa, is that you fixed it and it wasn't originally made to hold water. I mean, you see, it's talking about whether that's considered being able to hold water or something like that. So I think that before we get into the Chakira by Magufa about whether or not it's good or not good, let's at least get the case which is clearly not good. Clearly not good, and try to understand that. But I think it's a good way to approach the thing, because we don't have any principles in this whole area. We don't know the issues. So we're going to start clearing a Chakira about whether Magufa's Chavis is good, if it's whether Tikna is not good or is good. I mean, what Rashi's talking about, we don't even know the problem. We don't know what's wrong. We don't even know an issue. We have no clue what's the problem. I mean, Isaac's question is, well, who cares? The bottom line should be, does it wash your hands or does it not wash your hands, right? Should be the case, clearly. So what's the question by the Magufa? But at least in the case of the box, the Saku Kupa, you have definite case where it's definitely clear that this is a psalm. You know what I mean? So the Magufa is a harder case to think about because apparently there are mitigating factors. You know what I mean? That's the question. Is by Magufa, is it going to be the same soul as the box or not? So thinking about it is a harder thing to think about because it's a more complicated case. So the simple case is the case of Saka Gupa, it seems. So it seems to do that first, even though it's out of order. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
But that's what clean atila is.
Atila.
Right.
It's supposed to relate to the water in a certain way.
Right on.
Keep on trucking.
No one said that.
He was using a 70s slang. I used another 70s slang. It's still no one.
You like my obscure knife reference?
I think you should. Yeah.
That was a really obscure knife reference. I was getting a little scared.
Okay. So I think Michael's right. That the thing is that by Netilah's time, you don't just need a kli, which happens to be able to be used for Netilah, but there's an idea of a kli Netilah. That's the identity of the kli. That's a kind of a kli. There are kinds of kelim. Kelim have definitions. And a kli Netilah means a kli which is designed for the function of Netilah. It's designed to hold water and to pour it. And it's part of its identity. It's part of the shame of the clay. So what creates the shame of the clay? The asiya. The asiya is koveya, it defines the clay. And you make it. Asiya. The making of the clay. So since the clay is not made for, I mean, and the general function, when you make boxes or you make baskets in general don't hold water. So you can't say that a making of this thing is creating a clay netilah. It's not a clay netilah. It's not malacha l'mayim. That's not its. A kli is defined by the malacha which it will perform, right? So a fork is a kli achila, okay? Because that's what it's designed for, and it's going to perform it. But since most boxes don't hold water, you can't say that its identity is a kli netila. Its identity is a kli of holding books or whatever it is that, you know, you hold in boxes. You know what I mean? That's its identity. So as I'm saying, it's very nice. This one happens to hold it, but it's a box. It's a box. There's such a kelim have identities. It's not like every kli is its own thing. There are classes of kelim, and the man creates kelim, and this is a box. Always a box. It happens to be this one can hold the water, but there's an identity of a kli. It doesn't get a new identity because an accidental thing. It happens to be it can hold water. The kli is defined by the class. There's a class of kelim, and rov is going to define the class. The class is that of boxes, and boxes aren't clean at all. Right, so that ultimately this opens up a question, which we'll have to get to as we proceed in the sugya, is why, yeah, but let's say I fix the box in a way that it could hold water. So why is that different than the case of the cork? Well, the cork I could fix it and it's fine. So I think we don't understand the cork yet, but on the surface I'd say, even without getting to that, this case makes good sense. That doesn't help to make the box in a way that it's going to hold water because it's still a box, and boxes aren't clean netilah. So who cares that you fix it? What's that going to do? That's not going to do anything. So you put scotch tape on the inside of the box so it's going to hold water. But whatever. But it's still a box, and boxes aren't clean netilah. So how's that going to help you? That's not going to help you. You know what I mean? You'll tell me why does it work there? That's a good question. We'll get to that. You know what I mean? But this makes good sense. It's not. You know what I mean? There's no reason why that should work. Why should fixing it do anything for you? Right? I mean, it's gonna. That's a big question. There, we're gonna get to that. So now the question is: now we're ready to go to Arkis, right? The Magufa. So by the Magufa, so what's the deal with the Magufa? So seemingly you have a similar problem. Sounds similar, because by the Magufa, so that's what Rashi's saying, is that originally, it really wasn't made to hold water. So therefore, originally you'd have to say it's not a clean atila, right? Before you start carving it out to hold the revias, right? Let's say it used to hold 1 ounce, let's say. Okay? So at that point, it wasn't a clean atila, right? And it wasn't even made to hold water. I mean, it wasn't made as a holder. I mean, it was a cover of a thing. It wasn't as a holder. And it didn't even have the shear. It was nothing, right? So that certainly wasn't a clean atila. It's a cork. So now, how does the fact that you're fixing it help you? As the fact that you're fixing it help you? I mean, whatever, but it's still cork, and corks aren't clean and tila. That's not its identity. So why would I say it doesn't help you, and why does it help you, Lamaskana? Why does it help you, Lamaskana? Fine. So the problem is, the one approach the guys are throwing out is that you say is because when I make the cork and I carve it out, then it's not a cork anymore. It's a whole new thing. Because that's not, what kind of cork is that? But the box is still a box, right? But the problem is the Rabbeinu Yonah asks on Rashi, and therefore Rabbeinu goes differently. He says, Pshita. That's what he says. If you want to say, it says in the Rabbeinu Yonah, Me Bezim and Alvin Dafa Ref, Megufa Zachovah Shetikna. So Yesh before, as he explains Rashi, right? He says, Vein Nerel Mori Yorav. Dim Kenam, Ayat Zerich Lameimar, what do you have to say? Pshita, the Kli Gomorav, even though Lemen Ledayim? Of course, it's to kli gomor, and you could use it as time. Because so I think what he means is that, because then basically you're just saying that it's a new thing. In other words, it used to be a cork. Now you basically destroyed the cork and made it into a kli. So now it's a cup. So how's that any worse than any other cup? Like I said, a tree, a cup used to be a tree. So now what are you going to say? Since it used to be a tree, it's not good. Obviously, you made it into a whole new thing. It's not a tree anymore. Now it's a cup. I mean, nothing starts off being a cup. You have to make it into a cup. So if that's the case, So if you're really saying that it's mamish, it's not a cork anymore, so then it's just a pshita that it's not that you could use it. Of course, but Rashi seems to be saying is no, since me kara lav lishtamush, you know, sounds from Rashi that he's holding that it still is a cork, and you could still give room to argue, but still it works, and that's where the move is, that it is a cork still, but still. Therefore, you might have thought it's not good because mekara lav lishtamush begavah and all that. But kamash malan it is. But what's the kamash malan? I mean, what is the difference between this and the case of the box? I mean, how is Rashi going to answer the Rabbeinu Yonah's question? I mean, because the question Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosos presumably also went a different way. I mean, the Rabbeinu and Tosos went the same way, but Rabbeinu spells out what the problem is with Rashi's way. I mean, it's a big problem, but we have to answer it. So maybe like this is that question is what Rashi says chokka kala kabel revias. Okay, so I think maybe that's the point here. Is that the question? You can ask a question. Is that you have a kli which could hold? Maybe we threw this out once upon a time before. But like, let's say you have a kli. What's the difference between a kli which holds a revias and a kli which doesn't hold a revias? Okay. Kli which holds a revias and kli which doesn't hold a revias. Because it seems like that's the change which is undergoing. What's the change that's undergoing is that it used to only hold 1 ounce. Now it holds a revias. Okay? So maybe the question is that considered a new asiya? Okay, well, what do I mean? So the question is what's the difference? Is the difference between kli revias and not revias, is that a quantitative difference or a qualitative difference? Namely, do you say that basically it's the same old clay? A clay which holds 1 ounce, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 4 ounces, it's the same thing, just there's a quantitative increase. I mean, and revias happens to be the shear, halachically, for a clay natila. But essentially, it already was a clay kibo. You know what I mean? And it just, I'm increasing its size.
I had the shame
of clay kibo, the same clay. But when it gets up to a certain amount, then it becomes kasha. I mean, or do you say that there's a quality of a clay natila, which is a clay shel revias? Like we said once, because you say washing your hands doesn't just mean pouring an ounce of water on your hands. Washing your hands means there's a certain amount of water. So therefore, revius is the shear. But revius, it becomes a clean atila. Less than that, it's a different kind of clay. It may hold the water, but that's not a clean atila. Natila is for washing. Washing needs a certain quantity. Without revius, it's not a clean atila. It's a different type of a clay. It's a new clay when you're in your chakakala kabel revius. You make it into a revius holder, that's a new entity. So that's really enough. I mean, if you say that essentially it's the same entity, right, it's just making it a little bigger, it still is all the same old entity that existed beforehand. It's the same cork, and the cork already held water. And it wasn't Asli Lesocho. That's what he says, that it held the water, and that wasn't made for Natila. It was made for corking. Right? So therefore that's... So now what do? You made it a little bigger? So, but bigger isn't going to change the identity of the clay. You just made it a little bigger. So that's not a new asiya. So if you like grind it up and make it into a clay cup, of course that's an asiya. That's an asiya. You need an asiya. It's kovei like a stream of a clay. But here, it already held the water. So it already had that quality of holding water. You're just expanding its quantitatively. But that's not going to make it into a clean atila because it already had a halal, and that halal wasn't asli l'socho. It's halal, had an identity. Its identity was as a stopper. So now you made it bigger. That's not going to be rekoveya it as a clean atila. But if you say that a revius is a qualitative thing, the maskana is no, revius is a qualitative thing. It's a qualitative thing. It's a new clay. A clay makabal revius is a new identity of a clay. It's not just a quantitative thing, but it becomes a new type of a clay. A kli which has a whole space, an opening of a revius, is not just a kli kibbol with a bigger kli kibbol. But that's a new type of an object. It's a kli natila. So if that's the case, then when I'm chukka l'kabel revius, that's a new asiya. So if that's a new asiya, so now it's rikoveya, it has a kli natila. So it used to not be a kli natila, but now it's a new kvias because I'm redefining its identity as a kli. Redefining its identity as a kli. But by the box, you don't say that apparently. The box apparently is already a revius. It was already a big thing. It originally held books. Now, let's say you even strengthened it up so it could hold the water. But apparently that doesn't give it a new identity of a clay. Yeah, that already had the size. It's just like an accidental thing. It had leaks. So you're, whatever, it wasn't strong. So you're going to make it stronger. But it's not, apparently it's not giving it a new quality. In other words, once it's not a clean atila, the only way I can make it into a clean atila is if I have a new asiya. If I have an asiya. An asiya is a rekoveya, the thing. It's a new kveyas. Now, an asiya can't be, a quantitative expansion of something isn't an asiya. That's a quantitative expansion. But an asiya is where you're changing a quality in the thing. So if you say the difference between a kli revius and a kli lesser revius is a qualitative thing, so now it's a new asiya. I'm changing the whole thing. It's a brand new thing. Now it's a revius thing. It's a different kind of kli. But if it's just a quantitative thing, then that's not a new asiya. Then it's just making it a little bigger. So making it a little bigger doesn't mean it's a whole new object. It seems that Rabbeinu Yonah did a hell that that's pasha. That's pasha that it's a new kli. That it's pasha that a revius is a new thing. That's what he says. Because otherwise it's definitely, he says, it's good. You know what I mean? So it seems like he holds that there's no Avmina even. You know, it's funny, because he would have thought the Avmina is compelling, and Askana is a Chiddush. But it seems like he's saying, in that case, obviously it's going to be good. You're making it to a clean Netila, it holds a Revius, it's a new thing. And apparently he holds that that's the halach of Netila. I mean, a clean Netila is a Revius, is because it's a different kind of clay. Apparently he's holding, it can't be the Avmina, that's just the quantitative thing. So it seems like he's holding. It's interesting. So now we're going to do Tosfos Pshat. Tosfos Ben Yona therefore reject it seems like Tosfos because of that reason, but they reject Rashi. And they learn differently. So let's read Tosfos. Tosfos Meguvah Tzachavah. So now we're just going to do Pshat. Meguvah Tzachavah Shetikna Pirish Bekuntra Shechakak. That you carve it out. Nira Debelocha Kika Ki Revias. Oh no, I'm sorry. Nira, that's why the Shabbos, something's, you have to read into this. But it means Pirish Shechakak. But now he's saying, but Tosfos is Nira, he's giving a new thing. Debelocha Kika Hi. Revius. No, even without the chakika, it's a new pshat. Even without chakika, it held the revius. Ella shemeshufa'as hi. Ve'ina yoshebas. Ella mesumechas. Ke'en kisui kozo shel kesef v'kisui kankana. So it means that it really held the revius the whole time. The case isn't talking about it didn't hold the revius. If it didn't hold the revius, and now you're making it hold the revius, then obviously it's a nuclei. But he said, no, it really held the revius. The whole time it held the revius. But the only thing is that it was slanted. Its base was slanted, so it wouldn't be able to sit upright by itself, unless you leaned it up against something. Right? V'etakana hainu sheherchiva milemata ad sheyosheves shelo mesumeches. So the fixing it is that you expand its base so that it will be able to hold water without leaning, or hold things without, right? That it will be able to hold things without leaning on something else. V'kodem shetikna einot l'mimena. But beforehand, so the question is, so what? So what does that do? I mean, who cares that it didn't stand upright by itself? So he's saying, no, beforehand, if it didn't stand upright, you can't use it for netila. Why? Right? On the surface, that you wouldn't think that. You'd say, well, what's the problem? I mean, holds a revius, so that it doesn't stand upright by itself, you need to lean, so who cares? So he says, no. The ein base kibol shela chashav. Because its base kibol isn't chashav. Kivan she'im bala hoshev below smicha, because if you wanted to rest it without leaning it up against something, chayu ha'mayim nishbachim, the water would spill. Ve'in nishabahim revias. And it wouldn't hold the revias. It wouldn't hold the revias. I mean, apparently it would hold something, but it wouldn't hold the revias. Ve'amar le'el, kli she'in machzik revias, ein eliminated ayim. And it clearly still doesn't hold the revias, so you can't use. So apparently that's also considered not machzik revius. It has to, if it doesn't hold it on its own, that's not machzik revius. V'chein mashum sachzidayim dechashiv megufas chavis b'hadi dafnos hakelim de'ein mechusarim chakika elafi she'ein yoshim shalom esumachim. Get the freshness. He says in the Mishnah Yedayim it throws together the case megufas chavis together with like the walls of kelim, which apparently the case is some type of thing which could hold a revius while you're holding it, but it's not going to rest and hold the revius in its own right. So he says, you see from the way the Mishnah Yedayim places it, that the psal of the Megufa isn't the psal that it doesn't hold a revius, rather, it seems to indicate that it's a psal because it doesn't stand upright. And what the Gemara is, so definitely, you can't use a Megufa before you do anything because it doesn't stand upright by itself. But when you're masaking it, then the question is, I might think masaking it doesn't help you. It's still not going to be good. Kamash Malan. Once you're misaking it, it's good. Right? Mm-hmm. So what are we going to have to explain? The first thing that has to be explained is, it's a strange halacha. I think the halacha itself is strange. I mean, it seems to be a clear halacha. I don't know if Rashi argues on this. But
But what kind of halacha is that? That it has to be able to stand up by itself? I mean, why does that make a difference? You know, why does that matter? You know, I thought like a case. You know, you have a case like this. If you have like, you know, like a test tube. You know, like a test tube or something. You have big ones, right? Whatever they call them, you know? But you have a big test tube that can hold the Revias. So you'd think, maybe you're in a lab, you don't have a cup, you can use one of those things. But it doesn't stand upright by itself, it's not good. But what does that mean? And Tol's trying to explain it. Because ain't kli kibal shalach chashav. What does that mean?
What's kibal? What does that mean?
It's base kibal. It means it's place of holding. It's receptacle. Receptacle. The place where it holds the water isn't chashav. Because it wouldn't stand up by itself. But who cares? What does that have to do with it? I mean, anyways, a kli, isn't a kli something which man uses for a purpose? I mean, that's the idea of a kli. A kli is something that man uses for a purpose. So what's the difference? If it's, and it works, and it always say it needs a man to hold it, or it needs something to hold it. Yeah, but a person, why do you have to put it down? Is he using it for netilah? So why is that a psul in a kli? You know what I mean? What kind of psul is that? Why should that be possible as a kli netilah? But and once we explain that, then the question is why would I think that being misakin it helps, or misakin it doesn't help? Right? I mean, that's basically what we have.